Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. Baroque to Romantic and back will be our show this week. We'll hear ensemble, choral, and harpsichord music of Elizabeth Jacquet de la Guerre, Lucrezia Vizzana, and Cecile Maria Bartholomew at the beginning and end of our program. And in the middle, we'll hear string quartet music of Arit Viardot, a 20th century choral work of Judith Bingham, a piece for violin and piano by Lily Boulanger, and a song of Ingeborg Stark von Bronsart. We'll begin with Elizabeth Claude Jacquet de la Guerre. She was probably born in 1664 or 65, which made her a contemporary of Couperin. Her father was an organist and harpsichord maker, her brother an organist, and her mother was related to a Parisian musical family. In July 1677, the Mercure Galant, a Paris monthly, called Elizabeth a wonder child, capable of sight-reading the most difficult music, accompanying others, and composing, playing her own compositions in any key requested. In December of that year, they referred to Elizabeth as the marvel of our century. When this prodigy made her debut at age 7, she was invited to reside at Versailles at the court of Louis XIV, and she was probably educated by the king's mistress. When she was 18, she married and moved back to Paris. She attained such high standing with the Sun King that she was able to maintain her contacts with the court without having to live there, enjoying the best of both worlds. Marriage did not end professional activities for Laguerre, and she became acclaimed as the foremost female musician in the world. A number of her works, which were dedicated to Louis XIV, were housed in his private library and therefore destroyed during the French Revolution. Her surviving compositions include an opera, clavicin pieces, trio sonatas, sonatas for violin and continuo, and 15 cantatas. At her death in 1729, a medal was struck in her honor. Let's hear one of the trio sonatas now, number 2 in D major.